And welcome to another worldwide broadcast of the Ted Brewer Show with your hosts, Ted and Austin Brewer, bringing you the latest world news and health research. This is Ted Brewer, and we are so glad that you are with us today. And Austin, sorry I missed yesterday. I was on Caravan to Midnight with J.B. Wells, and that show should be airing either this week or next week on his pay-per-view channel. He's also agreed to come on as a guest, hopefully next week with us, and so we'll be interviewing J.B. Wells, former co-host, sub-host of what's that big show in the middle of the night with
Caravan at Midnight?
Coast to Coast. Thank you. My producer saved us. Thank you. Coast to Coast. So that'll be good. So we're going to have some fun with that. I just got a new article in today, and I thought this was interesting. I got this in, and it was on the Syrian war, and it said the real reason the Syrian war is being fought. Now, I've told you guys this, but no one I've ever even seen about who's written about this, and except for me, and talking about it. So here's why. Here's what it says. Start of the Syrian war was in 2009 when Assad supported the wrong pipeline. Bashar Assad, president of Syria, supported the wrong pipeline from the U.S.-Saudi-Israel perspective. Julian Assange of WikiLeaks recently declared that he had seen secret cables and reports by the U.S., Saudi, and Israeli intelligence agency which showed evidence that they were moving to overthrow Assad as soon as he indicated he would not support the Qatar-Turkey pipeline. It's exactly what I told you guys 6 months ago. The CIA began funding opposition groups in Syria in 2009, 2 years before Syria war officially began. Saudi Arabia has been so aggressive in pushing forward its agenda that it even offered to fund the U.S. for its entire bill in carrying out the Syrian war. As Kennedy writes, Secretary of State John Kerry told a congressional hearing that the Sunni kingdoms had offered to foot the bill for a U.S. invasion of Syria to cast out Assad. In fact, some of them have said that if the United States is prepared to go do the whole thing the way we've done it previously in other places, they'll carry the cost, he stated. Kerry reiterated the offer to Representative Elena Ross Leitadine, Representative Florida, number 27 apparently. With respect to Arab countries offering to bear the cost of an American invasion to topple Assad, the answer is profoundly, yes, they have. The offer is on the table. Finally, it is noteworthy that the U.S.-controlled ISIS came onto the stage. They occupied the exact regions of Syria where the proposed Qatar-Turkey pipeline would go. You know, guys, I hate being right about stuff like this, but I told you guys, because I read about this stuff about a year ago, what was going on with it, and I reported it to you guys about 6 months ago, and this is what happened. They wanted to run a gas pipeline from Qatar into the European Union to tap into what's going on with Russia as far as going into that market and starting to sell huge amounts of natural gas. Because remember, the largest thing in the world that they sell is oil. The next thing is natural gas. The next thing is heroin. God, what a trio. And so here's why I laugh about that. Number one, the oil's ridiculously obsolete. This is technology that's 200 years old. You don't even need this anymore. We have enough energy, free energy available in the atmosphere, as Tesla pointed out over 100 years ago, that we don't even need to use oil or power stations any longer. Number two, same thing with natural gas, though it does burn cleaner than the oil. And number three, heroin is being used to fund all of this stuff. We're going to talk more about the heroin and the amount of drugs and chemicals that people are using in the United States towards the end, more in the show. What do you think about all this, Oz?
Well, it's definitely interesting. I mean, we've talked about it before, but one thing I wanted to talk about first off is that I appreciate everybody's phone calls and write-ins to Congress and everything, because the DARK Act was officially defeated today in the U.S. Senate. It did not go through. It was declined. So far, as of right now, there is nothing more on the books or anything in the works to try and get anything else even related to something like that pushed through. And we have talked about that numerous times on the show, but I wanted to let everybody know, thank you for your support. And apparently that's exactly what happened. A massive amount of Americans had been calling in about this, and there's an overwhelming majority basically said this is not good. This DARK Act is not something we need to use. Not something we need to put in the law, and so it got shut down. So I'm really, really glad about that.
Well, you know, the best thing we had going for us is this, besides the grassroots movement of alternative radio and TV telling the people the truth about this, is that it is an election year. And these clowns, the Congress has to be, where they have to run every 2 years, which is one of the smartest things they ever did with these guys. Personally, I think the Senate's need to run every, they should be running every 2 years, two instead of every 6 years. And I really, really hope that Rubio is defeated if he even runs again for the Senate of the state of Florida. Bubble Boy doesn't need to represent anybody anymore. And of course, he dropped out of the race the other night. And I'm sure you guys covered that yesterday. But another interesting thing, more and more people are being charged, and now they're being exonerated from shaken baby syndrome. Now, I covered this last year, and I want to talk about this just for a second again. I talked about it extensively on the Power Hour last year, and I also talked about it on Hagman's show. When you inject this aluminum into kids at a very young age, there's huge amounts of injections they're putting in these babies. It actually causes malformation of the bones. The bones become very brittle, almost like a rickets, and also interferes greatly with the vitamin C uptake, which can, you know, can cause scurvy. And these kids become very, very brittle and very, very unhealthy. And it's just something like changing a diaper or putting a shirt on this child. You know, and when a kid's fighting you and you're trying to put a shirt on him, you kind of have to hold him still, pull his arm through, all that kind of stuff. Well, they're breaking bones doing this. And these parents are then being charged with child abuse because they actually were doing things that good parents do, like keeping their kids dressed nicely. But because they've also done what parents are told to do by the government with all these immunizations, they're causing a lot of these problems with these children. It's absolutely awful. What do you think about that, Oz?
Well, I'm glad if the parents really weren't doing anything neglectful that they're being exonerated from that, because I have heard the same thing. You know, you've heard reports of kids coming into the ER and they're having this problem, that problem, something serious. And, you know, a lot of times the parents are really good, you know, loving parents. And the problem is, as soon as you bring your child into the emergency room, the first thing they do is suspect child abuse. I learned that
when
we were in one of the psychology programs with marriage and family, and also childhood development, is that when you bring a child into the hospital, the first thing they look for is child abuse. Even if it doesn't matter if he fell out of a tree and broke his arm, the first thing they do is do a complete scan over of him, check every part of his body, or him or her, and basically see if there's any signs of child abuse. So the problem is, it's very easy to get busted for that if you go into the hospital. Because, I mean, what if, you know, he fell off his bicycle and bruised his butt? Or what if, you know, he skinned up his elbows riding, you know, four-wheelers? There's so many, that's what boys do. I mean, they do stuff like that. So, yes, it's very sad when people get charged with nonsense like that. But it's good to see that some people are getting exonerated when they didn't do anything.
Well, no, it's absolutely awful. But one of the top doctors that was actually going into defending these people she's now had her careers ruined by, of course, the people going after the kids. Another interesting article. Apparently, there's going to be coming a massive FDA crackdown on natural product companies. This new head FDA head Robert Califf is going to be unleashed sweeping nationwide surprise inspections under the 2011 law. Now, what's interesting about this is we don't manufacture our own products on site at Health Masters, but we do use a fully registered FDA drug laboratory with pressure rooms, screening nets, all kinds of stuff that's been under the FDA, inspected it multiple times. It's state of the art for what it does. The finest, highest quality supplements in the world. We tell you guys that all the time from Health Masters. So this isn't going to affect us. But a lot of these little places that are using their garage to make stuff, Austin, and the dogs running around, and you got dog hair and the product and everything else, they're going to get shut down. The Food and Drug Administration is going to come in, and they're going to put a big clamp down on them. So that's going to be an interesting experience. They'll probably actually help us as far as sales with Health Masters because, you know, we just, everything we have is so pure. So it's really kind of sad when you stop to think about it. That's why, you know, when you get stuff from healthmasters.com, you're pretty much guaranteed the highest quality stuff you're ever going to get. And see, that's the importance of getting high-quality supplements, because if you're getting junk supplements, how in the world are you supposed to have a healthy body on junk supplements? I always tell folks, I mean, if you had the Racehorse Secretariat, who won the Triple Crown back in the 70s, and Secretariat was going to run for the Triple Crown the next day, you would never take him out and give him a bunch of junk food and go get him drunk and give him a bunch of chemicals in his diet and hope that he runs okay the next day. You wouldn't do that to him. But that's how we treat ourselves and we treat our kids in many cases. So, guys, we got to get off all this junk that we're eating. Here's another interesting article from Charisma News. It says, children's gender confusion treatment protocols are up 1,000%. And children all over the country now are asking to be chemically neutered and chemically changed at very, very young ages. This is absolutely insane. I mean, what in the world does a four-year-old know about being chemically neutered? I mean, what do you think about this, Ozzy?
Gosh. Well, I mean, it's primarily it's the media's fault, primarily the media's fault, and these blithering idiot parents that go along with this stuff. I mean, listen, if your 4 or 5-year-old son comes in and goes, hey, I think I want to be a girl today, the response should be, no, you're not a girl, you're a boy, act like a boy. That's the end of the conversation. These politically correct, asinine parents that go, oh, you want to be a girl today? Okay, well, you can dress up in some of mommy's clothes and put on her makeup. That's okay. We don't want to tell you no. We don't want to be politically incorrect. We'll just let you do whatever you want because, after all, you're 4 years old. You know what's best for yourself. These are the same parents that let their children buy fruit-colored, Red 40, sucralose-based cereal every day. So, I mean, then a lot of it is the media, too, with all the stuff with Jenner, whatever his name is, her name, I don't know. They portrayed in the media as this cool thing now. It's a fad. It's cool to be transgender. It's fun. It's trendy. And so that's in the media. Then you have these parents that are so ignorant, politically correct, that they want to let their kids do anything they want. And now you have 4 and 5-year-olds asking to be chemically neutered or castrated. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, this is even a topic that we have to bring up in society anymore. I never thought 10, 15 years ago I would even hear something about this. I mean, if you're 40, 50 years old and you decide you want to be a girl and you want to go get surgery and you want to take that route, that's your choice. I don't agree with it, but if you want to do that, that's on you. That's your choice. But sitting there having your 4 and 5-year-old come up to you and talk this nonsense and then going along with it, shame on you guys. If you've ever heard something like that, the first thing needs to be, no. You're a boy or you're a girl, whatever one you are, that's who you are, and that's who you're going to be, period. And I guarantee you, if most parents handled the situation that way and they didn't allow the teachers at the schools to handle it the way they are and everything else, this wouldn't be an epidemic now, but 1,000% increase? That's absurd. I can't believe that it's actually taking hold, but that's exactly what the globalists wanted. That's why they promoted that whole nonsense with Jenner last year and all they were trying to do. Everything on the media, every time you turn around, it was all about him and him wanting to be a woman now. And it's nauseating, man, but
he's an ugly woman. In 2010, there were 97 cases that were through the release of the Freedom of Information Act. Over 1,000 this year, past year. That's just from April to December of last year. It wasn't even a full year. And so, it's just what's going on now. But you're exactly right. And yeah, remember you get the poster child for the criminally insane people like Angelina Jolie, whose husband stays stoned all the time, Brad Pitt. And, they decide that they want to go ahead and remove her breasts because she might come down with breast cancer instead of just taking preventive measures like potassium iodine and vitamin D3 and vitamin C every day and eating clean. And then she decides she's going to go ahead and have a hysterectomy because she doesn't want to have ovarian cancer. She decides to have that all done very young. Of course, then Brad has to deal with all the blowback from the hormonal changes. That's probably why he stays stoned all the time. And then their daughter, remember, wanted to be a little boy. So she was like 3 or 4 years old. She decides she was going to be a boy. They start dressing her like a little boy and getting her haircut like a little boy. I mean, like I said, these are poster children, these Hollywood stars for the criminally negligent, as far as I'm concerned. And so it's sad to me that we've put so many people up at such a high level because of Hollywood and what they've done in Hollywood and the movies they've done. And don't get me wrong, when Brad Pitt was younger, he's a good-looking guy. Never was much of an actor, but he was a good-looking guy. Angelina Jolie, she's gorgeous, but she's as nuts as it gets. I mean, are you kidding me? She just thinks this is okay to do all of these crazy things, and she's supposed to be the person who's the spokesperson for this deviant behavior? Absolutely not. What's your next story, Oz?
The next one now, we keep talking about it more and more, and just the cashless society is pushing forward now at a rate that I never thought possible. I especially think now that because Trump has started in on the Federal Reserve before, I had an article I'll go into in a little bit again, that the large denomination of physical cash is going to be outlawed if the central banks have their way. I mean, every time I turn around, there's another article on it. And essentially, you know, pushing towards a fully digitized monetary system, that's what they want. They want every transaction to be recorded, scrutinized, controlled, and taxed. And they're trying to sell the public to it. I brought up a couple weeks ago the PayPal commercial at the Super Bowl. And, I mean, it did not get any stronger propaganda than a cashless society than that PayPal commercial. You can still find it on YouTube if you want to see it. I mean, it was so blatant, in your face, cash, paper is dead, digital currency is the new money. I mean, it was so blatant, it shocked me. My jaw hit the floor when I saw it. I said, this is how hard they're pushing cashless currency now. And it's, you know, it's crazy because, you know, we were in Montana a few years back. There were places up in North Fork, you just lived up there. And there was not, it was 45 minutes up a gravel mountain road to get to the house. And there was no electricity, no mail. I mean, you had generators, you had your you were completely self-sufficient off the grid. Nobody talked to you, you didn't talk to anybody, you lived out there. And we looked at some cabins up there just, and hung out with some people, and it was pretty cool. And what's interesting is, you know, at this point in time, you could still successfully survive up there without any issues and come down to town occasionally. If they push this monetary system that's a digital currency, all that off-the-grid living is being very, very difficult unless you're 100% completely self-sufficient, as in you grow your own cotton, you make your own clothes, you grow your own food, you know, get your own cattle, and everything is already set up before this happens. But, I mean, outlawing large physical cash and large cash transactions will essentially imprison the public, because now we have these negative interest rates that are simultaneously coming in now that we're hearing about. So immediately you're going to have no type of preventative measure to keep your cash from being stolen from you. And here's a couple things that I saw online, again, to go over them as far as the cashless environment. Remember, in France, it's illegal to buy anything more than with 1,000 euros with physical cash. You cannot buy anything with more than 1,000 euros. Spain has banned all cash transactions above 2,500 euros. Italy has banned all cash transactions above 1,000 euros. Germany, Michael Meister now is the deputy finance minister, wants to make anything over 5,000 euros illegal. Now, they also, too, the head of the European Central Bank wants to completely get rid of 500 euros. And what's crazy is like in the United States, they're already talking about that now, the $100 bill represents 78% of all physical currency in circulation, guys, in the United States. 78%. If they stop putting out $100 bills, and every time they come into the bank, every time they come into stores, they get deposited in the banks, and they start sucking them up out of the currency, it's going to completely change the way our entire financial system operates. In the days of being anonymous and buying a motorcycle or buying a four-wheeler or buying anything you want in cash is going to disappear. Everything is going to be controlled, monitored, and taxed to the fullest extent that they can get away with it, and there's nothing anybody's going to be able to do about it. That's why I'm so anti-cashless society. If anybody was wondering, that's my stance on it.
I'm glad you made yourself clear. I agree with you. And again, it lets them manipulate the currency easier through the Federal Reserve System, because if there's debt, they can just move a couple dashes over, a couple digits over. It doesn't make any difference. All debt goes away. You don't have to worry about printing anything. Vitamin C is under attack again by the lamestream media reporters as being useless and not, it doesn't work. I mean, I don't even understand this. Linus Pauling, you know, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, won a Nobel Prize on this, about vitamin C even curing cancer. But yet the idiots who are completely brainwashed, you know, news reporters, are now saying that vitamin C is awful and you shouldn't use it. Guys, don't believe that stuff. These guys are just, they're lying. I mean, you know, they're saying it can damage your liver. It's never damaged anybody's liver. I've taken 50,000 milligrams of vitamin C, which is 50 grams, dozens of times via intravenous absorption. You know, go to the doctor's office, they give you a drip IV, and it goes in. It takes like 2 hours to do that. Whenever I feel like I'm coming down with something, I did it just a couple of weeks ago. I told you guys about it. And just don't stop taking your vitamin C. I take every day, I take 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams. It's super important for your blood vessels. It's super important for your skin. It's one of the principal components of collagen, which holds your whole body together, holds your skin together. And it's one of the reasons people age so quickly, because they don't make enough vitamin C. You know, this 50, 60 milligrams they're telling you to take every day and that's enough, or not to take it at all because you get it in your food, that's complete nonsense. You've got to get your body in a situation where you're able to take at least 1,000 to 5,000 milligrams of vitamin C every single day. We use the powder to score base, plus we have a really good one that we can take huge amounts of, doesn't cause any diarrhea, that we have at Health Masters, we have our label on it, so it's a great product. Anything else you want to add about that, Oz?
Oh, the Excellent C, you know, it's in capsule form, you know, powdered in capsules, so you can even open up the capsules if you want. I think there's 750 milligrams of capsule. So generally, I recommend for most people, just on a daily basis, you know, around 3,000 milligrams. That's a pretty good standard dosage. Of course, you can go above that if you can handle it as far as bowel tolerance. But 3,000 milligrams a day is pretty solid. And then that way, you're accustomed to that. So if your immune system does get compromised for whatever specific reason, you can increase your vitamin C, you can up your D3, you can throw in the Viagraphis, the Astragalus, all the specific ones that we've talked about before and that are on the website at healthmasters.com on the immune support kit. But yeah, vitamin C, it's funny, a long time ago, I mean, I heard one of this kid I was talking to, and he was saying, well, yeah, there's so many side effects with vitamin C. And I looked at him and I said, where'd you hear that from? Well, my wife was telling me about this and that, and I said, well, what side effects are associated with it? Well, it can cause, you know, diarrhea, and starts naming off these really just like just minor things. And I'm like, well, did they ever discuss what dosages were used to cause those side effects? Well, no, she was just telling me about it, and it was just funny to me. Conversation didn't last much longer than that, so I obviously realized he's one of the mainstream, you know, just mindless, you know, shills that believes anything he hears from the mainstream media. But you hear these things. I remember a while back ago, the whole just bash on omega-3 fish oil came out, remember? And they said omega-3 fatty acids are bad for your prostate. Omega-3 fatty acids are bad for this. Don't take any omega-3 fatty acids extra. And then do some more research, and you find out that study they did, they used it on, like, rabbits, and they were force-feeding them, like, 2 and 3 liters, liters, not milliliters, liters, almost a gallon of cod liver oil a day via feeding tube. And they were starting to cause all these health problems as far as digestive system and everything else. And, well, yeah, guys, if you take something like it's a rabbit that's 10, 15 pounds, and you figure, well, a person, you know, is about probably 10 times that weight, and you feed them 10 to 15 gallons of cod liver oil a day, they're probably going to have some serious health issues. You can take anything that much a day, you're going to have serious health issues. So don't believe everything you hear in the mainstream media, especially when it starts bashing natural supplements that have been used for thousands of years to really help out specific ailments. I mean, cod liver oil and vitamin C are two staples in my supplement stack every day, period. I do not go without those two every day. So, I mean, just question it when you hear stuff like this, especially with nutrients that have been around a lot longer than the FDA has and widely used a lot longer than we've even been here. So just take that for what it's worth.
Well, the reason that's happened is because once the drug companies start feeling the fact that cod liver oil or omega-3 starts is better than Prozac to mild to moderate forms of depression, once they start finding out it's incredible for inflammation, once they start finding out that it's great for mood swings, and once they start finding out that, you know, it helps to thin the blood, all of a sudden it's competing against all of these drugs that they're selling to do the exact same thing with all their horrible side effects, and more people start using fish oil. So the only way they can come against that, then they have to do a study, a bogus study, and then the mainstream media shills that are owned by the same corporations that own the pharmaceutical corporations that are all connected to the Rothschild banking cartels. When they do this, then they can come in with their media brainwashing techniques and put everybody in an alpha brainwave state and say, fish oil is bad. Fish oil is bad. And people believe it. And then they don't even have that. It's like the vitamin C story I just talked about. It's ridiculous. Now, here's another interesting article. The murder of Chavez. It's funny I talk about all this stuff and people start writing about it. This is what happened years ago with the Venezuela. Chavez came down with a super aggressive type of cancer. You can read this article on Strategic Culture. And it's by Neil Nikolov. It's called The Murder of Chavez. The CIA and the DEA covered their tracks. And they start talking about how he died with a super aggressive cancer, and that his head bodyguard was a guy by the name of Salazar, and he was with him all the time. And suddenly, after he gets killed, after he dies, Salazar was quickly provided security to be moved to the United States, and now has been given another identity and is under complete control from the CIA. I mean, so what do they have? What do they know that Salazar knows that he can't talk about right now, Austin? I mean, can you believe all this nonsense? You start reading all of this stuff and you start thinking, this is crazy, but this is what they're doing. This is how the CIA works. They've been long used for assassinations of world leaders. And in fact, they tried to do it again, as we saw from the article I just read, with Syria. But you know what's also going on? With Russia pulling out of Syria, that's not really what we're being told either, because something else happened with Russia and with Putin. Because he was entrenched in Syria, Austin, and suddenly he pulls out of Syria like he did after he ran all those sorties. I personally believe they made a deal with him about the pipelines or about something. Something happened. But now Sputnik News says that Russia is going to be making a key role in future Syria peace processes in the reconciliation process, the withdrawal of its aerospace forces from the Arab Republic. A member of the European Parliament told Sputnik Tuesday that Moscow has consistently backed the promotion of an intra-Syrian peace dialogue, along with Washington contributed to reaching a ceasefire deal between the government and opposition on February 22nd. After they ran 9,000 sorties and 4,000 localities were freed. That's what Russia achieved in a five-month thing with Syria. And the nuttiest part about this is the United States hasn't been able to do this in years over there. So, I don't know. What do you think, Oz?
It is odd. It is very odd that all of a sudden they're going to withdraw all of a sudden. I think you're right. I think something else has happened behind the scenes on there. You know, as far as with the pipeline, it may be a setup. They may be trying to double-cross Putin. Who knows? The problem is we're told such little, especially the stuff in the Middle East. In my opinion, I think so much stuff is convoluted about what the real truth is that comes out of there. I mean, you got the United States and you got Russia, and then you got the truth somewhere in between. And that's where it is over there. So we'll definitely keep covered in the next couple weeks, the next couple months, and see what happens. But, yeah, I think you're right. I think there's definitely more to it. Now, I mentioned earlier the Federal Reserve. This is funny now. The Federal Election Commission data now reveals that Federal Reserve employees have donated almost $20,000 to Clinton, over $2,000 to Cruz, and $0 to Trump. Now, I understand that he has told everybody he doesn't want donations. He's funding his own campaign, which I respect. But I think it's funny that the Federal Reserve, they found now that the Federal Reserve employees have donated over $20,000 to Clinton. And it's funny because Trump previously said it was important to audit the Fed and even called out Cruz for skipping out on the vote that Rand Paul put in of audit the Fed back in January. And see, this again, guys, everybody's always, you know, hating on Trump. And don't get me wrong, there's all kinds of stuff I could pick at anybody. You could pick at me, I could pick at you. We can all nitpick each other. We can say he's mad, we can say he's this, we can say he's that. And the truth is, he's the only person that's come up with any type of factual ideas about what we need to do and any type of truth. And he's not involved with the mainstream establishment like the globalist, like Cruz is and his wife. And everything else. When Trump, now regardless, I'm not saying he's going to do it. He may get into office and he may reverse his stance on all this stuff. They may blackmail him. They may do something. It may not happen. But as far as I've seen, since Ron Paul and Rand Paul, Trump has been the only person to address the Federal Reserve. He's been the only person to address vaccines. He's been one of the only persons to address the Iraq War. He's been one of the only people to address the 9/11, and there was a ton of stuff that we don't know about it. So when you start bringing stuff up like that, it catches my attention. And one of the Trump insiders, Roger Stone, he pointed out, he said Trump is not a fan of the Fed. He is scaring the central banks. He is scaring Washington, Wall Street, D.C., and the lobbyists. He's deeply suspicious of the Fed. And now, I mean, you guys just do your research if you know anything about that. We've talked about it numerous times. If there's no coincidence that the national debt began to rapidly accelerate after the Federal Reserve was enacted in 1913. So there's definitely something completely corrupt about the Federal Reserve. We all know that. We've gone into detail about it. So the fact that Trump is addressing this now should say a lot. And the fact that Cruz backed out and did not vote on the audit, the Fed vote, that Rand Paul put in January should also say a lot for all you Cruz supporters out there. And as I brought up yesterday, he flat out and insulted everybody yesterday who does not like Monsanto or GMO food. He called us anti-science zealots if we don't agree with GMO food, Monsanto, glyphosate, spraying everything. He straight up said that in one of his campaign things, I think Monday or Tuesday. So that right there should hit the nail on the head that boy's a Monsanto paid shill. He's not going to do anything for our rights, and he especially is not going to support us if the DARK Act comes across the Senate floor again. He would do nothing to veto that if they tried to pass that bill. That's just a simple fact.
Well, you know, look, you got to look at what we have. You know, I got another email this morning from somebody who was trying to raise money for anti-Trump. I'm sure it's the Democrats and Hillary who are pushing this, or even the Cruz supporters, and of course they won't put what political action committee they're affiliated with. It was one of these blanket emails that went into my spam. But then I got home, and I got another email from somebody else who says that you know, basically Wayne Allyn Root and Roger Stone and Joyce Riley and Alex Jones and Doug Hagman and Dave Hodges have all gone insane because they're supporting Trump. I mailed the guy back because he has my home email address, and I emailed him back and I said, well, you're going to have to add me to that list. And I said, let me explain something to you. Trump isn't perfect. I got that. I've got that. I said, but he's good. But here's what you got to look at. The guy's a billionaire. He's got really good taste in women. All those women have really been pretty. He's made the money without a bunch of government subsidies. He basically has a really good family unit. They're always with him. They always support one another. And I said, so, you know, and he claims to be a Christian, though we don't know anybody's real walk until we get to know them, and then only that's between them and God. That's why Paul said he was working out his own salvation with fear and trembling. So I said to him, I said, here's what we got now. So we got Trump here, who's talking about the Federal Reserve, who's talking about 9/11 in the redacted pages, who are talking about the Iraq war and us killing all those people in the Middle East for absolutely no reason, talking about immunizations. You know, talk about all of this stuff that nobody else will even touch. Talk about immigration. Nobody would touch immigration before Trump started talking about it. I said, so nope. We have him. So we've got Trump, okay, which isn't perfect. He's been married 3 times, okay, committed adultery on his wife, got it, okay. But he's married now, been married a long time, been married, almost 20 years, you know, got great kids. And we've got Cruz, who Tex Mars has come out and blanketly said 3 years ago was homosexual. You can listen to Tex Mars talk about it. You guys can go to the website and watch the whole show he did on it. He's been investigating it for over 3 years. We already know that Bubble Boy Rubio is gay. We've seen that all over the internet. We know that Hillary Clinton's a lesbian. We got that. We know that Bernie Sanders is a pervert who wrote porn stories until he was 40 years old and he finally got his first job. We know that Kasich is anti-gun. He signed the assault ban bill, and he's all, you know, with Bill Clinton. And he also basically is pro-gay marriage and all that. So here's this list of weirdos that we've got running for president. Okay. It's almost hard to believe. Okay. And then we've got Trump. Okay. He's got warts. He's been married 3 times. He committed adultery. He's been with his current wife for 20 years. Got all these great kids. Built a huge company. All right. He's been involved in the casino business. All right. That's pretty shady. I got that. Okay. Whatever. Who do you want? You want all these sexually deviant people who won't talk about anything, who won't vote on anything? At least somebody who's actually trying to tell us the truth and who everybody's scared of. And the thing that gets me more with Trump than anything else is the way that he's being attacked by the mainstream media. They don't do that to anybody else but to Trump. Now, that tells me he's scaring the crap out of somebody. And they don't want him in the White House, because they don't want him in that position of authority, even though it's more of a figurehead now than anything else because of the Exchange Stability Fund and the shadow government that runs things. But Trump probably doesn't know about all that stuff. He still thinks he'll be president and be in control. He can make some changes. And he may start to do it, because remember, he's still commander-in-chief of the military. And so he may start arresting some of these guys, and they don't want to be involved with any of this. So that's what I told the guy who sent me the email. I said, if you don't want Trump, out of this cast of weirdos, who do you want? Who do you want? And I said, that's the problem that we've got now. You know, Bubble Boy, at least he backed out. Now he's no longer in this thing. Kasich really needs to back out. There is absolutely no way he can win the presidency. That's impossible mathematically. And so we need to let – and Cruz just needs to step out and be done with it. I mean, you know, I would – if Trump was to pick Cruz as a running mate, whatever. All the negative publicity those two put out about each other, I'm not sure that would be even viable. Or Kasich. You know, just ignore all the weird stuff that he's done in Ohio. Just look at all the good stuff that he's done. That would probably unify the party pretty well. But the whole thing about it is, it's been an interesting election cycle so far. What's your next story, Oz?
Well, yeah, once I found out that Kasich was in full support of the Clinton assault weapons ban in 94, and he also was completely for the 1986 Firearm Owners Protection Act that completely blocked us from buying any post-1986 machine guns through ATF, that was completely it for me. Because, I mean, when you do two votes like that that completely block our Second Amendment rights, there's absolutely no support for the people at all. He's for himself, and he's for big government. So I just wanted to add that in there to all any Kasich supporters, which I don't think we have any, just by seeing
this. Everybody listening to this show.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have a whole lot of supporters at all. This is interesting now, too, with King Obama. He said last Friday, in Austin, Texas, he's attempting to make a case now for the allowance of backdoor government entry into mobile devices. His plea is predicated on the government's need to gain information for the use against war on terror suspects, and also to find evidence to prosecute those attempting to bypass tax laws. That's what he couples in now, the two together. We need to be able to get into the back door of your phone because we need to look at war on terror suspects and tax law violators. Give me a break. Come on. Is this legit, though? This is really legit. He used the phrase "we" to refer to those making the decision to utilize such backdoor venues. The problem is he didn't mean "we the people." He meant "we the globalists and powers," basically what he said. He applies it like he's talking to us American people, which is very interesting because none of that applies to himself or anybody in his administration. What if where's the backdoor request for Hillary Clinton's email accounts? Or what about all the data from the servers? Or how about the backdoor to Hillary's cell phone? How about Obama's cell phone records and his email accounts? Oh, yeah, that would be too much. How do we solve or disrupt the terrorist plot? How do we find out about the Fast and the Furious operation that placed weapons in the hands of terrorists that killed a U.S. border agent and also was linked to a 50-cal Barrett that El Chapo had in his compound? 50-cal Barrett he had in his compound was directly from ATF's Fast and Furious. That's right. I guess that's too much to ask for. We can't ask for that. The government can just ask to spy on us all the time, which is why they build a $50 billion recording and storage facility in Oregon. But, of course, if we ask anything, oh, there's nothing to see here. Don't worry about that. We don't know how that happened. Don't worry about that. We just want to go into your cell phones by the back door now and look at all your private data. We don't even need a warrant anymore. It's ridiculous. It's just funny to me, though.
I covered a lot of this yesterday on Caravan at Midnight, and also with Hagman on Friday night, and how they're using electronics and to surveil us and tying us into the electronic grid, and they want to make it complete now. They want to basically tie us completely together with the AI, and that way they'll know every thought, every deed, everything we're doing, every mood, every hormone in our body, and so they can control us through a flash through the chemtrails and just change the entire mood of the entire planet. These guys are some crazy people, these CIA guys, with all this black magic they do. But they've learned how stuff works from a satanic kind of way and how the whole universe is put together from a holographic kind of way. They like to manipulate it. China freight index collapses to a fresh record low. The Baltic Dry Index has risen for the last few weeks, buoyed by hopes because of iron ore of a National People's Congress stimulus surge from China. With the scale of the bounce is negligible in real terms compared to the total collapse, but it has caused such momentum puppets as Jim Cramer to proclaim that China is fixed and investable. So we have one quick discussion: if everything is awesome, why did the China containerized freight index just crash to new record lows? These are the freight. These are the containers that they're shipping from China to the United States. Remember, they've had a 25% drop from year to year as far as exports out of China. That's huge. And this is what Donald Trump's trying to tell us. See, at one time, the United States was able to do everything itself. It produced its own clothing. It produced its own food. It produced its own iron ore. It produced everything itself. And sadly, because of this globalism that they pushed on us, we've sent out so many of these industries that do so much. And Trump addressed this the other night. He wants the industries back in the United States. Here's another article. Bullet casings have disappeared from the Lavoie Finicum shooting scene, sources say. This is from Oregon Live. Two bullet casings that might have proven an FBI agent shot at Robert Lavoie apparently have disappeared from the scene shortly after the January 26th highway confrontation turned deadly, according to law enforcement services and services and newly released police reports. Five FBI agents assigned to the traffic stop told investigators that none of them fired at Finnegan's Dodge pickup truck after it crashed into the roadblock. Oregon investigators, however, concluded that one agent fired twice at the truck, hitting it once in the roof and missing on the second shot. A state trooper later described to the investigators seeing two rifle casings in the area where the agents were posted. The detectives tasked with collecting evidence didn't find the casings. Police report says. Of course they didn't find the casings, Austin. They went in somebody's pocket.
Well, yeah, and I just read that article today, and what's interesting, if you watch that video, the cell phone footage inside LaVoy's truck when he wrecks, you can hear rounds hitting the vehicle multiple times after it wrecks and before it wrecks. And what's interesting is hopefully they hold these guys responsible. Now, I'm not saying that all these guys are going to get prosecuted for murder. I don't know. The problem is I was not there, but tampering with evidence and falsifying evidence and taking evidence from the scene, especially of a homicide like that, is a serious, serious felony, even for an FBI agent. So if they were caught tampering with casings, the rest of that article, I read through it, they also said, too, one of the troopers, when he turned in his issued AR-15, apparently they have to turn in the weapons for inspection after a shooting. When it was checked out, it had 29 rounds in the magazine. When it was checked back in, it had 24 rounds in the magazine. So there's definitely a whole lot of stuff with that situation that did not go right. Now they're trying to cover it up. Here's the thing. If rounds were fired, which we know they were, especially by the cell phone footage now, why are you going to pick up brass? You're already a police officer. You're already a federal agent. Why don't you just say, I was defending, I was in fear of my life. That's what they always say. I was in fear of my life, and it pretty much voids out anything. Leave the brass where it is. Let the inspectors pick it up. Let them take care of it and be done with it. Picking it up now, tampering with evidence, ooh, buddy, if they get caught doing that, that's going to be a serious issue on their part.
Well, it's because they know it's an assassination. Here's another interesting one. I love this. This is my favorite story of the day. What could go wrong? DARPA will pay you, yes, you, to build a homemade bomb. This is from Sputnik News. In an effort to defend against improvised explosive attacks, the Pentagon's research arm, DARPA, is looking to pay crafty hobbyists capable of turning household items into bombs. Take a cursory look at the warning labels on the products beneath your kitchen sink, and it will come to no surprise that danger-seeking chemists, engineers, and ordinary citizens can turn common day, everyday objects into deadly weapons. In an effort to stay one step ahead of these possible improvised attacks, the Pentagon's Defense Advanced Research Projects, DARPA, will pay people who can develop deadly devices from consumer electronics, household chemicals, or other commercially viable technology. The announcement sets very few parameters for participants, only stressing that builders are not allowed to do anything illegal. Proposers are free to reconfigure, repurpose, reprogram, modify, combine, or recombine commercially available technology in any way within the bounds of local, state, and federal laws and regulations, the announcement reads. Now, here's the problem with this. This has nothing to do with them trying to get you to build a bomb to see how they're going to compromise it. This has everything to do with having 100 or 200 improvised bombs and IUDs come to these guys with a list of ingredients and how they did it so they can pass legislation against those specific parts of that bomb.
Yep.
Either to prevent the sale of that part or to prevent the manufacture of that bomb. This is to take and make laws against standard household chemicals and combining them in certain ways. And if they're volatile enough, this is a law to take them off the market. The nitrite fertilizer is one of the best fertilizers you could buy after the Timothy LeVeigh bombing, which if you believe that nonsense of that fertilizer bomb blew that building down, which is complete nonsense. There were internal charges in that building. They took all the nitrite fertilizers off the market. They said you can't have them anymore. You have to have special permits to get that now. And they did that on purpose because they wanted to see what they could do with something, and then they decided to take it off the market. That's exactly what this is about, don't you think, Oz?
That's exactly what it's about. They want to see all the different ideas that everybody can come up with to make IEDs. In my opinion, this would be one of the first steps in eliminating any type of opposition in the country if I was planning on implementing some type of martial law or allowing some type of invasion. That's just my opinion. I'm not saying they're doing that. I'm not saying they're involved in that. That's what I would do if I was going to do something. I would pay people, as many people I could find, to come up with every single way they can make some type of household IED, and then that way what they can do is they can pass all these different laws and say, well, if you have this product with this product in the same vicinity of your home at the same time, it's a felony. If we catch you, we're going to take you to jail. If you have Drano and you have Windex together in the same cabinet, it's a felony. We're going to take you to jail. Now, obviously, I'm using just random examples. That's what they want to do, though. That way they can continue to eliminate more and more and more compounds off the market. That's exactly what they're trying to do, and I'm actually quite shocked they haven't done this earlier, but I hope and pray nobody falls prey into this and does it. And what also they could be doing, too, as a secondary option, is it says on there to follow all the laws. The problem is if you read any type of bomb manufacturing laws from ATF, it clearly expresses that intent to manufacture, the intent to use, intent to build, can still be charged with constructive intent of making an IED, which means if you get caught with it, even though if it's not a real bomb, it's still inert, they could say you had intent to build. And so that there's a lot of real weird laws around that. I hope none of these guys fall into that. They don't even need to be getting caught trying to build a bomb, and they definitely don't need to be giving the federal government any more ideas on what type of bombs can be made from household products.
Well, no, the whole thing is just nuts. In fact, I think the reason they're doing this is because of what's happened in the Middle East, because the biggest problem they've had with the military over there are IUDs, you know, the improvised explosive devices. I mean, these things have killed so many troops and maimed so many people, and they want to just try to figure out how they're doing all this and how they're making all of this stuff and how they're manufacturing it over there, I guess, and how they're to prevent it from being manufactured over here. Don't get me wrong. Nobody should be doing anything like this that's illegal. I mean, just don't even do it. It's not even worth it. But the reality is that there's always some type of ulterior, nasty motive when they start telling you to do stuff like this, and what you see is not what you're going to get on this whole thing. What's your next story, Oz?
No, not at all. This is interesting. Now, President of Macedonia has laid into Angela Merkel for exposing all of Europe to jihad terror and migrant influx, which now could potentially reach 20 million people due to her open invitation to so-called refugees. He goes on to say President George Ivanhoe, of President of Macedonia, he said the refugee flow will not end because everyone knows everything now, all about it via Twitter and Facebook. He said, "What no one has the courage to say what still lies ahead. Between Sudan and Egypt alone, at least 20 million migrants are waiting to come to Europe. The European Union has completely lost sight of security issues as migrants pour in from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and other countries with a large number of extremists. And authorities in Macedonia now have confiscated over 9,000 forged or stolen passports already just in Macedonia. In the refugee crisis, we are now paying for EU's mistakes. We've already spent 25 million euros of taxpayers' money and had to declare a national crisis. Macedonia is not a member of the EU, but Merkel's open-door refugee policy and the failure of EU member Greece to do anything other than wave through migrants has forced them to act." So apparently they're blocking everything down, too. All these places are starting to shut down the borders. Macedonia is putting up massive razor wire fences now all around the borders. You can see in one of the photos. Pretty aggressive-looking fence, actually, right here, too. Nasty-looking. I wouldn't want to climb it.
But Donald Trump can't build a wall, remember?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, yes, it's just ridiculous. Okay, here's another interesting story. Texas cop caught on video pepper spraying innocent motorcyclists and motorists as they drove by. Free Thought Project. On Monday, Fort Worth police have confirmed that one of their officers under investigation of the video was uploaded to Facebook showing him pepper spraying innocent people as they drove by on motorcycles. These guys have nothing better to do with their time. The video uploaded by Facebook user Chase Stone captured the dangerous and downright insane acts by this police officer. The video was brought to the attention of the Fort Worth Police Department because they are investigating and sending it to Internal Affairs. They said they don't know who the officer is. However, you see in the video that the patrol unit number on the vehicle appears to be 185. So, I mean, you know, I don't even know what to say about that, Austin. Do they want to just see if they can make a motorcycle wreck with pepper spray on their face?
Well, the guy's an idiot. I watched that video earlier, and what's happening is there's a ton of traffic. It looks like there's a motorcycle kind of group going through. Traffic's super heavy. It's like a three-lane highway, and all of a sudden, there's a cop up ahead that is putting through, pulling somebody over, and basically, he goes to pull them over, and he stops them on the side of the road, and they don't, there's no median. There's nothing to pull over into. They're just right on the side of the road. So what he does, as soon as he gets out of the cop car, instead of, you know, trying to put out flags or cones or anything, he immediately gets out of the cop car and just starts randomly spraying pepper spray into all the motorcyclists that are driving by to try to get everybody forced over into the other lane, even though there's no room. The problem with this blithering idiot doesn't realize is one side effect of pepper spray is making your eyes swell shut, which makes it extremely difficult when you're operating a motorcycle to see and drive safely and on a public highway. I have no idea why he did that. I know for a fact that's not protocol when you're doing a traffic stop to start pepper spraying passing by motorists to get them to pull over further. I don't know. I really hope they push through this wherever this was and this guy gets suspended and or fired, because that's not acceptable behavior at all from the law.
Well, he needs to go to jail for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, of course, he'll say it was just an accident. There's another one. Anonymous declares total war on Trump, plans an April attack video. And this is a hacking collective. Anonymous has vowed total war against Donald Trump, making a call to arms by summoning fellow hacktivists to unite with him in attacking all of Donald Trump's assets. He said they want to completely and totally destroy the brand Trump. And, you know, it's sad, Austin, that, you know, this guy is funding his own campaign, and he's trying to do what he's trying to do, but these are the Bernie Sanders communists, as far as I'm concerned, and Hillary's communists that are doing that. What do you think, Oz?
Yeah, well, the thing about it is there's no question that before, you know, when I saw the stuff with Anonymous and some of the stuff they had put out over the last couple of years, they seemed to be like they were pretty anti-globalist, you know, anti-New World Order. And I was, you know, I didn't really have anything against them. When I saw this today, that right there proved my point that shows they're a full-blown government shill. They absolutely do not care anything about the United States citizens. They don't care anything about our liberties or freedoms. The only thing they're there to do is cause dissension and stir up riots and stir up hatred. It's so funny because I have not once heard Trump bring any type of violent rhetoric, incite violence, incite riots, but everybody that is anti-Trump is doing the exact same thing they're accusing him of doing, even though he isn't doing it. That's what's so funny about it, and nobody seems to get it. Everybody's like, oh no, we gotta stop Trump, we gotta go in here and do this, we gotta lock down Chicago, and we gotta start fighting Trump supporters, we gotta do this. Now, you know, Anonymous, oh, we're gonna start doing a full-blown anti-Trump campaign. The problem is, he hasn't done that at all. He hasn't even been running hateful campaign, commercials and stuff like that. He's been actually quite nice until somebody attacks him. But other than that, he's usually quite easygoing on a lot of stuff. He's just very firm on his roots and what he really believes. And what's so crazy to me is that's what I asked somebody again the other day. They said, you're voting for Trump? I said, what are you voting for, Hillary? And they're like, well, no, I'm not sure. I'm like, well, guess what, bud? Time's about to be up. There's not a whole lot of question left. You're either voting for Hillary or you're voting for Trump. If you want Hillary, get out of here. I don't even want to speak to you anymore. I don't even want to see you. You're just a blithering idiot. If you're voting for that Benghazi scandal wench, I don't even want to associate myself with you. She is wrapped up in so many illegal scandals. The fact that she is not in prison for a life sentence is disgusting to me and shows you how our government is so corrupt from the inside out, just right there with that one person. So, yes, the one guy that is left that actually has some stunt and is speaking the truth, Donald Trump, that a lot of people hate because he's so aggressive on a lot of his stances, yes, that's who I'm going to support. I'm not going to support another Clinton. We don't need another Clinton in the White House. It's ridiculous. I keep hearing this all the time, all this anti-Trump campaign stuff, and then the people go, well, I'm not voting for Hillary. Okay, so if you're anti-Trump, then who are you planning on voting for? Bernie? The 6% of the votes now he's getting? Really? So we can all lose all of our money with our 65% income tax? That's who you want to vote for? Okay, yeah. Good luck with that. Let's see how it all works out for us.
Well, no, you're right. Here's another article here, Economy and Business. We are being killed on trade, which is what Trump's been telling us. Rapidly declining exports, a death blow for the U.S. economy. This is from Economic Collapse blog, by Michael Schneider's article. Exports fell precipitously during the last two recessions, and now it is happening all over again. So how in the world can anyone make the claim that the U.S. economy is in good shape? Since peaking in late 2014, U.S. exports have been steadily declining, and this is something that we never see outside of a major recession on the chart that I've listed below. And so I find that interesting that Michael Schneider is calling it out again. Joe Cialdini's called it out again. Everybody's calling it out again because that's what's happening. And then remember, we've got 97, almost 100 million people unemployed in the United States, but we have a 4.9% unemployment rate. Does anybody believe this? It's a joke. We have 300 million people with 100 million unemployed. You know, are you joking? It's 20-25%. Complete and total nonsense. Unbelievable. What's your next story, Oz?
Yeah. Next one is on here. Less than 5% of the world lives in this country, in the United States, yet we buy four-fifths of the opiates as far as prescription painkillers manufactured. The United States approximately has 4.7 million Americans now that are addicted to prescription pain relievers, and that represents about a 300% increase since 1999. I get phone calls all the time. I had another phone call today of, you know, a friend, you know, a good customer of ours, and they had a family member that was, you know, hooked on basically these painkillers. I mean, I get the phone calls all the time, guys. And this, I mean, it's always the same. More than 28,000 Americans died from prescription opiate overdoses in 2014. Report released by the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention in January revealed that drug overdose deaths reached a new high in 2014, totaling 47,000 people. Opiates, a type of powerful painkiller that requires a prescription, were involved in 60% of those deaths, more than 28,000. And here's the thing, guys. Do the best you can if you have something going on, if there's a surgery, anything like that. Do the best you can to stay off this stuff or use it as minimally as possible. Do not go near this stuff unless it's absolutely required. You cannot manage the pain naturally. And if you have to, use very small amounts and also try to stagger it if you can. If you use an opiate, say, you know, whatever it is for a pain, use it for 2 or 3 days on and then a day or two off. And then try and manage it again the same way. That way it completely stops that addictive property with the receptor site. Instead of giving it that opiate every single day, it breaks that for a day or two and really helps to prevent that. And then hopefully after a few weeks, you can completely discontinue use if all possible. But this is becoming a serious epidemic in the United States, and a lot of people are having issues with it. And I mean, the best thing to do if you are off of them and you're still trying to fight it is the 5-HTP, the cod liver oil, and the B-complex. Those three supplements are really, really good for the brain. They really help out with serotonin. They really help out with energy. But again, like I said, guys, the best thing to do is just stay away from these unless it's absolutely crucial that you take them. Because, I mean, you can see here, this is a serious issue we have in the United States. It's not a game anymore.
Well, no, and of course, the drugs that are coming out of Afghanistan, that's just feeding this need of the reduction of the production of this product in the United States then.
Yep.
Guys, thank you for supporting HealthMasters.com. Go to our website or call us at 1-800-726-1834. That's 800-726-1834. Sign up for our newsletter. It'll come to you 2 or 3 or 4 times a week whenever we get it out, give you all the latest health and nutrition updates. And we appreciate your support in buying our vitamins and our products. HealthMasters sponsors this show so you get a full hour's worth of news without a bunch of infomercial stuff going on in the middle of it. So we appreciate what you do. We appreciate you guys. We love you guys. Thank you for being there for us, and thank you for supporting us. Oz, go ahead and close.
Yes, we appreciate it, guys, and we'll be back on the show again tomorrow, as always, same time. If you guys need anything, email us at healthmasters.com, and you guys have a blessed night.
Bless you guys.